This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time for us to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Jerry Palm, CBS Sports college basketball analyst. Very busy this time of year. We appreciate the time. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We are doing well. We're riding the high of the Derrick Queen buzzer beater from a few nights ago that vaulted them into the Sweet 16. Were you surprised at the fact that Derrick Queen got the ball at the end with just over 3 seconds left to play in the game to hit that critical shot?
No, he's our best player. Try to get the ball in the hands of your best player and give him a chance to try and do his thing. So, no, I'm not surprised. I suppose they could have gone a different direction, but if you only need 2 points there, so you've got a guy who can attack the glass and enough time to do it if you give him the ball in the right spot, which they did.
Well, certainly in hindsight, it was genius. What do you make of their chances against Florida, who was kind of like everybody's like top team going into this, and now maybe there's a little bit of a chink in their armor, a little bit. I don't know.
Well, they weren't sharp for sure against UConn, but you also have to remember that while UConn did not have a great season, it's a program that knows how to win this event. They're two-time champions. They were not going to go away easy. And, Florida wasn't sharp in that game, but they've been, they've been arguably the best team over the last month or so of the season, which is why a lot of people, myself included, picked them. So, Maryland's going to have to play very well if they're going to beat Florida. They can't assume they're going to get much help from the Gators.
Hey, Jerry, going back a few days to that pre-tournament presser that Kevin Willard held, is basically an airing of grievances. Do you recall seeing anything like that heading into an NCAA tournament? And what do you think are the prospects of him staying at Maryland with the new AD coming in, obviously, with Damon Evans departing for SMU?
Yeah. They haven't named a new AD, have they?
Not yet, no.
No, I was going to say, I've missed it if they did. I would say I'm not optimistic that he's going to stay if he can find a situation that's definitely better. It sounds like he actually kind of likes it there, but doesn't really feel like they're devoting enough resources to compete at the level they want to compete at, which it's tough. I mean, that's tough for everybody. Not everybody's printing money like they are in the SEC and even in the Big Ten, but not, It's not everybody in the Big Ten that's printing money. So It's tough. It was interesting that he aired it out, you know, in public like that. But there must have been a question asked that prompted him, you know?
Well, it almost seemed like he was ready for it, though.
Yeah. He wanted to talk about it, no doubt. He could have easily said,
Had something to get off his chest there, didn't he?
Yeah,
for sure.
And maybe whatever AD they bring in, unless they hire someone from within, maybe if he's an outsider, he spends more money and resources with the basketball
team. You got to have it, too. I mean, you got to have money to spend. And, you know, everybody's spending money on football. Well, football costs more anyway because you've got so many players involved. But, you don't want to sacrifice everything. You know, like, you know, I'm a Purdue guy, right? Purdue is a basketball school. Now, we obviously want football to be good, and we've been good at football at times. But, and certainly Purdue will invest in football. But, you know, basketball is still going to be important to Purdue. So, I don't know how Maryland operates really, but I've always thought of Maryland as more of a basketball school as well.
For sure. All right, your thoughts on that game on Friday night late? You're going to be up late watching that one against the best defense in the country in Houston.
Yeah. They're really good defensively. Purdue's offense is going to be challenged for sure in that game. You know, Trey Kaufman-Wren has been the offensive star of this team. I mean, Braden Smith, of course, the player of the year in the league. And he's the guy who makes everything go. It's going to be interesting to see if Houston can disrupt what he does. If they can, Purdue may not score. it's going to be a real challenge against that defense. And Purdue's defense is going to have to be better than it's been. They're going to have to pick that up a notch. It's been rough when they lost Daniel Jacobson, the 7'4" freshman, to an injury in the second minute of the second game of the season. The rim protection part of Purdue's defense went away.
Yeah.
The freshman may not be able to count on him to score reliably, but he could defend the rim. So they really miss him, and this might be a game where that shows up.
The Braden Smith story is crazy because I don't know how highly recruited he was.
Not.
Right.
Nobody finds diamonds in the rough better than Matt Painter.
I mean, that's incredible. For me, this kid's an All-American, player of the year. I know his parents were both players at small schools, but he's blossomed into a really, really good player.
Yeah, and he's my size. You know, I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
So he's small by, you know, major college guard standards. He's, you know, really small by NBA guard standards, yet they're people that, you know, I work with that tell me they think he's got a place in the league.
He never comes out of the game.
No, and yet his endurance is incredible. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't get in enough foul trouble to come out of the game,
right?
Either. So, I mean, that's part of it. Like Trey Kaufman-Wren will get in foul trouble and has to come out, and Purdue really misses his offense when he comes out because the people they replace him with, like Caleb First or Will Berg. Raleigh Burgess hasn't played in a while, but it's, you know, those are guys that are freshmen or, in Berg's case, a guy who just hasn't had a lot of time to play and tends to get in foul trouble himself. So, keeping Trey Kaufman-Wren on the floor is going to be important if Purdue's going to beat Houston. He can't commit any silly fouls. He's got to stay on the floor.
Talking to Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Hoops analyst on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Is this a Cinderella-less Sweet 16?
I don't know. Do you count 10 seed Arkansas?
It's hard to, right?
It's not a Cinderella in the sense of you've got non-majors kicking around. Almost had Colorado State, I guess, but you know, almost doesn't get you here. It is lacking that true Cinderella type of team. Maybe BYU.
Right.
They're a sixth seed. That's a team, boy, you talk about getting hot. Jeez, I saw them in Cincinnati in the middle of February or maybe the early part of February. And they got beat, and they were really bad, in particular in the second half of that game. And then they went on a stretch where they won something like 9 in a row right after that, until they lost in the conference tournament. That's a team that found their mojo at the right time, and they're really dangerous because Alabama plays a style that BYU likes, which is basically up and down the court, fast, not much defense being played. That game, you could see one of the teams break 100. I wouldn't be surprised.
Nope.
Let's get back to Arkansas, though. I mean, they're on a little run, though. They, you know, knock off some blue bloods, right? Knock off Kansas. You knock off a St. John's team that everybody was talking about. Do they have another win or two in them?
They could. I don't know about two, but they got Boogie Flan back. You know, he missed a bunch of time this year, and that was their star freshman. And, you know, it helps to add a player of his caliber to your roster right before the NCAA tournament. So, you know, they might be a 10 seed, but they're not really the team that earned a 10 seed. And that's, you know, a little bit, I think, of, you know, why they're doing well now. I don't think he's, you know, contributing somewhat anyway. Can they beat Texas Tech? Yeah. Can they beat Florida? Probably not. You know, Maryland, if it's Maryland, maybe. I don't like them to the Final Four, but you certainly can't rule anything out.
Is Thero going to be back for this game?
Who?
Thero for Arkansas. Oh, who has the knee? He has the knee injury.
Yeah, I have not heard. Okay. But obviously that would be a problem if he's not back.
Yeah, I mean, they're starting to get healthy, and like you mentioned, Fland, and you know, it's Calipari. You know, I understand that they're kind of that Cinderella just because of the seed, but it's Calipari. I mean, it's these kids are athletic. They're long. They got good guards.
They actually should have probably been better in the regular season than they were even without Flan.
Yeah, they started off slow. Yeah. I will say this: Texas Tech, who and their point guard Elijah Hawkins, who is a local kid here, went to DeMatha High School, started out at Howard University, went NIL, and went to Minnesota for a year, and then transferred again to Texas Tech. He had some turnover issues at Howard, but, man, he has really turned into a legit point guard. He's quick as a cat. He's probably the quickest player in the tournament. So he can really cause some problems for Arkansas. But I think Arkansas beats him. Hey, real quick, is Duke the team to beat out of the one seeds right now, the way they're playing?
Well, they certainly dominated their first two games. Mm-hmm. You know, they did what one seeds do. And, you know, Cooper Flagg obviously back certainly helps. Fortunately, he didn't miss too much time. But, if you want to pick Duke, you know, based on, you know, the first two rounds performance, yeah, totally. I don't know. I mean, I still like Florida. Auburn is tremendous. All of these number one seeds are just really, really good teams. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be tough to knock out. The twos, well, St. John's is gone. You know, Michigan State is certainly capable of a Final Four run. Tennessee is capable. Alabama's capable. I just think that, you know, the quality of the teams that are left, like Purdue's a pretty good team, you know, that, and they're like, people would rank them like 13th or 14th among the teams left. So the quality of the teams that are left in this field, it's really high.
Well, yeah, I was looking at the margin of victory, the average margin of victory this year, and Duke was number one, but Florida, Houston, Maryland, they're all right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Maryland, really? After a 1-point win, it was a 1-point win, right?
It was.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
just on the season.
We're talking about the regular season.
I thought you meant the tournament. Oh, yeah, Maryland is a really good scoring margin team in the regular season, for
sure. I'll tell you, on Friday,
that's why they were so high in the predictive metric, because they're a really good scoring margin team.
On Friday, interesting matchup in Kentucky and Tennessee. And this is the third time that they've played Kentucky. They were swept in the regular season. Tennessee was swept in the regular season by Kentucky. Yeah. It's obviously very difficult to beat a team three times. But the way Kentucky played in this past weekend was really impressive.
Yeah. But I was there in Milwaukee. They were really good.
Yeah, give me your take on Mark Pope's team in his first year at Kentucky. When he didn't, on paper anyway, didn't have the talent that Calipari always had.
No, right. And, he's done a great job with this team. They're deep. They're athletic. They can score. I don't know if they can defend well enough, but they did against Illinois. Mm-hmm. That'll be the thing with Tennessee. Tennessee's a really good defensive team, but they struggled with Kentucky. If Kentucky can get their offense going against Tennessee – boy, I don't know if Tennessee's got enough offense to keep up with Kentucky.
No one's talking about Ole Miss. Now, I know they're playing a two-seed.
Oh, I saw them, too. They were in Milwaukee as well. Yep. They were great.
Yeah,
they just steamrolled Iowa State.
Yeah, and that was surprising. And one of the best portal players that no one really talks about, Sean Padula, who came in from Virginia Tech, had a really good year, shoot the three, shot about 40% from three, leading scorer. Talk about Ole Miss. Does Ole Miss have a shot to beat Michigan State? I think they do.
Yeah, if playing the way they did against Iowa State, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like, I don't want to say magic level Ole Miss. You know, that's about as well as they can play. Everything they tried was going. They shot really well early. They had Iowa State on their heels from the beginning. They defended really well. They were aggressive on both ends of the floor. Like Padilla, he really didn't have a great first game in Milwaukee. He was all right, but it wasn't, you know, the second game, though, against Iowa State. He was terrific, and really they all were. And I think they went about nine deep, and everybody they brought in was, you know, they were going full speed, really aggressive, had Iowa State on their heels the whole time, and there wasn't a whole lot they could do. It was a really impressive performance. That team, that one, the one that beat Iowa State, they could beat Michigan State, too.
Yeah.
Jerry, I'm assuming that you've settled down and calmed down after the whole UNC controversy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, I mean, nobody asked me about it anymore. So.
You were quite upset.
Once the tournament started, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of left to talk about. You know, it's, I mean, they were also in Milwaukee. They could have won their game. They just came up short, but it doesn't really matter what you do in the tournament because you can't validate or invalidate selection based on what you do in the tournament because that's not criteria.
Which region are you covering this week?
I'll be in Indianapolis.
Yes, you will. Okay.
Yep. Home date for Jerry Palm. Jerry, thanks as always, man. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you,
Jerry
buddy.
Palm, CBS Sports College basketball analyst. Don't forget Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps. He'll join us coming up at 9:40 from San Francisco.
Hey, when we have him on, can we ask him about his presser? Or is that
I'm guessing
we need
can.
To.
Is that
probably
not
need
thing?
To dive into it?
All right.
So Kevin Willard at 9:40 will do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.